It might interest you to know that there are some really great acting teachers out there. There really are. But there are also some not so great acting teachers out there. We're going to talk about the best acting teacher choice for you on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello. I try and change that up. Welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach with McCorkle Casting in New York. How are you today? I hope you're having a good day. I'm having a pretty good day, and I wanted to have a chance to talk to you today about finding the right acting teacher. What kind of acting teacher might you be looking for, and how do you find out who's going to work with you well or not? And so we're going to answer all of those questions in just a moment, but this is that moment in the podcast where I'd like to say thank you so very, very much for tuning in. I hope you're enjoying yourself. If this is the first time listening to Casting Actors Cast, yay, I'm so glad. And if you've been listening and a regular listener to Casting Actors Cast, thank you so much. We are getting close to our 100th episode, and it's very, very exciting. I keep getting all kinds of responses from folks, and I would like you to let me know that you're out there by going to castingactorscast.com. And you can leave me a message. You can also leave me a voice message there. You can check out past episodes. There's some freebies. For example, if you fill out the content form called Dive Into the Talent Pool, you'll get a free book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. I'm just giving away this free book that I wrote a handful of years ago so that if you have any interest in doing voiceover work, that this might be the first book that you want to turn to find out what it's like, and giving you some really great examples on how to set yourself up in the world of doing voiceovers. I know I've given away hundreds of this free copy of book, and you're welcome to have it one as well. That's all I have. The last thing is, if you're listening on iTunes or whatever your podcast provider is, it would really mean a lot if you could just take a second and leave a like or leave a positive review. I would really like to get the message about this program out to as many actors as possible so that we can all share in this kind of cool community and doing this kind of wonderful experiment about sharing and revealing what's going on behind the scenes for an actor. And all of this is just to help you. And that's my only desire, is to give you some hands-on information that's going to help you on the day-to-day challenges of what it's like to being an acting student or to be a professional actor. So again, thank you for very, very much for all of that. So finding the right teacher. You know, I've had a lot of classes in my experience as an actor when I was acting, and I now do a lot of teaching, and I love it so much. I love teaching so much, and I've taught classes in auditioning for theater. I've done classes in how to self-tape. I do workshops all the time in voiceover stuff. It's really a joy for me to be able to teach. Scene study, monologues, all of those things that actors really should have in their pocket, in their grab bag of goodies, are things that I really, really enjoy teaching. And it's really funny to me because oftentimes I'll hear back from students who say, you know, my other teacher just was not that great. Or I really, without naming names, I had an experience just last week where a student kind of broke down because they realized that the acting teacher they had before me, and I'm not saying I was any great thing, but somebody who was really kind of abusive and really not very, very helpful to that actor. In fact, did more harm than good. And that just is tragic. That's just awful to hear those kinds of stories. So let's talk about the method by which you can find a really good teacher for you, some things to look out for and some things to embrace and some things to stay away from. That's what we're going to be covering in today's episode. The first step in deciding what kind of an acting teacher you need is to evaluate what your needs are first. What are you looking for? Now, if you've had some previous training and you've had some previous experience, and maybe you want training in a specific area that's very specific. For example, there are classes that you can take in how to audition for a television pilot. There are classes in auditioning for horror movies. There really are. I actually saw that. So there are all kinds of very specialized classes giving you specific information. But what I'd like to kind of focus on today is the teacher, the reputation of the teacher, and what that teacher promotes and what that teacher does. But first, you have to know what you're looking for. And sometimes that's not easy. Sometimes actors are just not sure what they need. They just like the idea of getting into a class. Well, do you need a scene study class? Do you need a class that strictly works on your connection to the material? Is there a teacher out there who's really great at helping you prepare for auditions? And you know there are. So take a look at your own needs first and fill out a wish list for those things that you need and what would be an ideal situation for you in a class environment like that. That's the first step. Second step is that you need to evaluate your resources. Take a look and finding out about the reputation of these teachers and these classes by doing the following. First of all, an acting teacher's reputation can go a very long way as to whether or not this would be a good teacher for you. In other words, have you heard about this teacher? Does this teacher have ongoing classes? Are these classes extremely popular? What are people saying about this particular teacher? So that teacher's reputation can really hold a lot of weight and value, especially if that reputation is a good one, obviously. But if that person is known for being really excellent with actors and really helping them, is the actor a beginning actor or are they really great with actors who are already working? Those are the kind of things that you want to investigate. So finding out that reputation is a really good resource for you. Also, what are friends saying? Do you have friends that have taken acting classes? And do you trust their opinion? Does their opinion really affect your thought about that being a good class for you or not? Also, you know, there may be some agents out there that are helpful to you by suggesting particular teachers that might be useful for you. Somebody that knows you well enough to make that kind of a recommendation can be really, really helpful and useful. And recommendations in general are worth checking out. If somebody says, you know what, I think this teacher would be really, really great for you, then you know what? Check it out. Now, if you don't know how to do this, what the reputation is, then of course you're going to do some of the normal resource research that you would do anyway by talking to other students and going on the internet. I do have a cautionary tale, however, about teachers that advertise frequently in newspapers and or magazines. Learn how to act. I know that there's New York, for example, there, and in Los Angeles, there's Backstage. There are all kinds of websites that are helpful in terms of teachers, but really you need to scrutinize those teachers very, very carefully. I'm not saying that they're bad. In fact, there are many excellent teachers that advertise that way. But I would put a little extra flag out, a little extra concern, just because there are a lot of folks who are ripping off actors out there, just taking their money and really not delivering the goods. So I really want to just put that little cautionary tale into your head. So as you talk to other students, as you find out about reputations, then it's time for you to go and visit the class. Any reputable teacher will allow you to audit a class, to come into the class, to sit in the back, probably not participate. Now, some teachers are very, very specific, saying, I don't let students audit my class, but I have an open class for those who are interested in taking my class, and here's the opening class date. That's legitimate. That's very, very valid. And some teachers just allow you to sit and just watch and observe what's going on in a class at any given time. So that's really helpful. But you must do that work. You must go and check the class out. See what the relationship is with the teacher and the students. See the kind of work that they're doing in that class. And then you need to trust your gut. you need to say to yourself, is this a class that I would be happy in? Now, what I mean by happy is, would this be a class that doesn't challenge me too much, that just likes me? No. I'm talking about a class that is a healthy environment, giving you good, honest feedback, the right amount of praise, because I think a supportive environment is extremely important for an actor, especially in a new class. So those are the kinds of things to ask yourself when you audit that class. And then finally, after you're done auditing that class, do not commit to signing up for that class that first night or day. Do not commit to signing up on that first day. I can tell you that there's all kinds of psychology at work. You get really excited. You find it's an excellent teacher. It's a really great class. The students are really, really excited. There's sort of this kind of, let me get this over with. Let me get this done. Let me join this group right away because it's so fantastic. I promise you, it'll still be there tomorrow. Sleep on it. Give yourself time to digest the experience that you had in that audit. Be careful about jumping in with both feet right away. The impulsivity of that can be damaging because you'll find and discover some disappointment down the road, and it might not be that you're trusting your gut fully. So giving that little bit of time is going to serve you well. I know this for a fact. And so heed that advice if you would, please. I promise you, you won't regret it. Also, of course, the thing to ask about any of these classes that you take is you want to find out about their absentee policy. You want to find out, gosh, if I get hired to do a show or if I get hired to be in a film or a television thing, what's the policy if I'm not able to make that class? Is there a makeup class? Can we extend the time I'm committed to that class by those times that I'm not able to make that class for the money? And some acting teachers will have very, very strict policies about that, that if you can't make the class, you still have to pay for that particular slot, and that is that. Even if you miss it because of a job or whatever, and some teachers are very strict about that, I don't have a personal opinion one way or the other. I can understand both sides of that argument, right? If you're not in class, but you paid for the class, that means that that's a slot that would have been open for somebody else. On the other hand, if it's the kind of environment that is just encouraging actors to work and continue to work and you get a job opportunity, I'm hard-pressed to believe that there wouldn't be something in place to not penalize you because you are a working actor. So that's the other side of that argument. Again, I don't have a really tough opinion about that. I'm sure you do. I'd love to know what your thoughts are about that. Also, it's important to know if this is a finite commitment to a class or not. Simply signing up for a class and making it ongoing, although might have some kind of appeal for you, in my view, it's much more important when you start in a new class session that you make it a finite period of time rather than just an ongoing class. I think it's important to have a beginning and middle and end for the experience, especially starting out. If after that time you find it to be really great and valuable and fun, then by all means, go ahead and join up and do more classes. But having a finite number of classes, I think, is psychologically very, very beneficial for the actor. I really do. Now, let's talk about an acting teacher. This is kind of important. Just from personal mistakes I've made and just kind of hearing some horror stories that are out there, an acting teacher is not your parent. You know that, right? There's a tendency to want to do, in psychology terms, what they call transference, which is because this is somebody in authority, somebody that you respect, you have a parental relationship with that acting teacher. Stay away from those thoughts. This is somebody who's been hired to help you, that you are hiring them. They're there to use their experience and their techniques to get you to a better place in your work. Keeping it simple in your head like that is really, really beneficial, I think. Also, a good acting teacher is not, I know this might be shocking, is not a mentor. It's not somebody who is giving you career guidance on a day-to-day basis unless that's the class you're taking. But if you're just taking a scene study class or an acting class that is encompassing monologues or cold reading technique or whatever, this is not the time to invest in that person as a mentor, not somebody who is going to guide you through your career choices. It's important that that line be very, very clear. That person is hired as a teacher to teach you the information and to give you feedback based on the work you're providing them. That's the relationship. Please keep that in mind as you also look at some of these classes. I know those lines can get crossed and muddied sometimes, but I think it's of value to you to keep that perspective overall. And finally, an acting teacher is not a psychologist. They're not trained necessarily in psychology. They're not there to mess with your psyche in any way. Even though you might be doing sense memory work where you're thinking about past experiences, where you're getting in touch with your emotional self, all of those are valuable tools for an actor, but this is not the time where that teacher is into your psychology to the point where they're messing with you, if you know what I'm talking about. That to me, in my opinion, is abusive. And although that can be a gray area sometimes, especially if it's a teacher that's very, very caring and likes you very much and you like them very much, the perception is that they're there to help you. I think sometimes damage can get done and that can mess with you, that can have long-term effects. So again, approaching it with clear eyes, approaching it in a pragmatic way will only help the relationship overall as you're looking at your acting teachers. Here are some things that are really great for a good acting teacher. One is that they're easy to communicate with, that you understand what they're saying. They're able to talk to you in a way that you really understand what they're talking about. They're not talking over your head or they're not overindulging it, that they're really just having a really good, clean communication skill set that is helpful to you. That makes a really, really awesome teacher. Also, I do believe that you need a teacher who's empathetic, who really is caring about their work and caring about you in that environment. So an empathic teacher who can really show and demonstrate their want and their need to help you be better is very, very useful, very, very helpful. And I appreciate the caring nature of that relationship. And finally, that acting teacher needs to be fully engaged. I mean that they're there to help the class. They're there to help each individual in that class. That they're not looking at their cell phone. Right? I mean, that makes sense, right? That they're not talking about other classes or they're not waxing philosophy all the time. That they're there for you and for your benefit to help you understand and to keep you in a way that's positive and encouraging, but yet providing the kind of feedback that they're giving you the right kind of praise, that they're able to critique you in a good, honest way, that there's a sense of motivation on your part, that you want to learn from this particular teacher because they're providing something that you know is valuable. That is a really great relationship. That is also something to hang on to. And then finally, I think it's important that you keep a log, a diary of every acting class that you take. What did you discover? What did you learn? What did you see in somebody else's work that might apply and help your work? Those are the kinds of things that will really be helpful to you. But keeping a logbook is a really excellent way of staying fresh with the information. And then after a while, you can go back and check out some of those things that were taught and learned. And it's a great refresher. Just to have a log of that experience will serve you in the long run. I know it. I know it. So that's our podcast, our patio today, The Right Teacher. I hope you found it useful. I really appreciate you tuning in and listening to me, and let me know if you have any questions. If I can be of any help to you, go to castingactorscast.com. Thanks for watching and listening. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and as you know, this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.